Paradox Immersive Art is a new gallery space located along the Mission Trail in Socorro, which is located inside of Hacienda Apodaca. Paradox Immersive Art Gallery showcases art by Laura Turon and by featured artist David Delgado. We're all invited to immerse ourselves with interactive art environments on Friday, August 6th, when they open up the gallery. There'll be pop-up food and drinks and local music. And here to tell us all about it are Laura Turon and David Delgado. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to have you. Okay, so Laura, explain to us exactly what's going on at Hacienda Apodaca, because you were telling me, like, it's a complex. There's a lot more to it, and your gallery space happens to be one of the pieces within it. So will you tell us about that?
Pretty much what I did, I closed up my big studio and moved my studio over here to Hacienda Apodaca, and then started installing my art pieces, which included the pyramid and the bus. And then somehow it started growing and it turned into this immersive art installation gallery that I started opening to public. So now I have my studio here. It's kind of like an open studio. I have my shop and then the immersive gallery, which it turned into the Paradox Immersive Art. So in August 28th, they're going to open a restaurant called El Charlatan. And that's a tacos and ramen restaurant. And then they're also going to open Café Cocol. That's got a coffee shop, and they're going to have sandwiches, beer, and obviously coffee. And then they're also opening the Moonlight Adobe Hall. So in here, you have kind of like an entire space where you can hang out. Like if you come over here to Socorro, you can have some lunch. You can go have some dinner over here at the restaurant. You can plan your events, and then you can visit the gallery over here. And it's mainly outdoors. I have my, like I mentioned before, my pyramid and the bus. And now we have also the installation by David Delgado, which is an interactive projection. And then we're also working into adding more installations little by little. We're currently working, David and me, we're working on a collaboration using my patterns, line patterns, combining the concepts of art with science. So we're going to do an interactive installation called Moiré Patterns, where people's going to be able to interact with the dashboard to move the lines and create different patterns with the art pieces. Little by little, I've been growing in here. Here we are now. So this immersive art installation gallery, and we're very excited. And
it's pretty exciting. So before we cut to David, I just have another question. Is how did you end up in Socorro?
I came over here because I saw that they were doing more art galleries over here, like with Cas Ortiz, and some artists were over here. And I was also looking into having a space where I could have my studio and have people visit me and see me work and also showcase my art. Because before, I just had my pyramid and my bus stored in my huge warehouse of a studio that I had, and nobody could see it. And it was just there collecting dust. I mean, I would take the bus out to special events. But when COVID started, I was like, well, I need to do something else. Like we can't be taking out the bus anywhere right now. So that's how I ended up over here. And there's a bunch of stuff over here that you can plan your whole day over here at the Socorro Mission Trail. There's an art market. There's different galleries going a little bit further on San Elizario. So if people want to make it like a whole day adventure, they can start early and we'll end up over here at Paradox Immersive Art, because we open from 8:30 to 11 p.m.
So cool. Okay, David, I'll give you the floor to tell us about yourselves. I learned in our brief conversation that it involves music and projection, and sometimes music and projection. But you tell us.
Well, I was born and raised here in El Paso. I'm 35 now. Since I was really young, I was really into technology. And I started learning violin since I was really young, playing in a mariachi. By the time I was like 13, I was already playing professionally in a mariachi, and I could pretty much build my own computer by then.
Wow.
I used to edit music visualizers. when I was really young. And I remember my introduction to what I do now was since I was pretty young with audio visualizers. Eventually, I formed my band called Villain's Kiss. That's pretty much more of what I'm known for as an artist in El Paso, just because I've been doing it for
a long time. Now that I figured out, yes, I've totally heard of your band.
Yeah, my project is called Villain's Kiss. Most recently, we released a record on vinyl and our album, which is part of what we're celebrating at the opening of Paradox. So for the album that we're releasing, I actually collaborated with Laura for the music video, which is not out yet. I haven't even announced like a date for it, but end of the year is when I'm hoping to release it. But I collaborated with Laura at that time for a scene in the music video where she designed this pattern that was basically covered an entire wall, like wallpaper. And it's also used as the album artwork.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned music visualization. Are you one of those people, like, do you see the music as you hear it too?
I don't, but my project is called Synesthesico, or in English, synesthesiac.
Mm-hmm.
But it's based on synesthesia, which is related to seeing sound. I personally do experience a kind of a mild form of synesthesia. I don't see colors as much. I do see like flashes of light that pretty much just looks like somebody flicked the light switch when my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really see like color. But I did base the installation, the audiovisual installation, as like some of the themes I do is like talk about synesthesia, and I have some configurations where audio will trigger color or movement like synesthesia.
So yeah, let's talk about that, because as I understand it, is that your piece, we as the public, the user, we are definitely interacting with your piece and we react to each other. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, definitely. I touch a few themes on the projector installation, but it uses a camera that's capturing live video. And then I create this chain of effects. So it's fed through that and then it gets reprojected. So as a person interacting with it, you appear in the frame that can be captured by the camera. And then it projects onto the wall with all these effects applied. And another result of that is kind of this infinite loop of feedback of video, because what is getting projected is then getting recaptured, reprojected, over and over and over. So it kind of creates somewhat of an abstract kind of art, but it's all manipulated by your own movement. So it's pretty interesting. I think it's pretty mesmerizing once you actually get to see it and interact with it. It's really nice to see people interact with it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing you talk about it is exciting. And you know, you made something so complicated not sound simple, but I'm at least able to understand, I think, what you've built. So thank you for that, because I know it's not easy to explain what you do.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I struggle with it sometimes.
So how did you and Laura come to be collaborators?
Laura and I have collaborated on a few things in the last few years. I have a vinyl cutter. So one of the other things that I do, just like on the side, I make my own like t-shirts and I do like vinyl signs here and there. With the cutter, I was helping Laura do some larger pieces of hers, like murals or things like that. And during us working together on that, we got to know each other and started kind of talking about future collaborations. Eventually, we finally got started on the collaboration for my music video. During that whole time, it was a pandemic and it put this like pause on everything. But I was able to like film at her studio. Like I had my stuff at her studio at some point, sharing the studio space and kind of discussing the future collaborations. After the music video collaboration, once I helped her move out of that studio, since I had some of my stuff there too, I helped her move over to Socorro. As soon as I saw the space, it's a really beautiful space. I mean, you'll see it when you see it, you'll agree. It's like kind of a magical kind of desert.
Yeah.
I immediately felt inspired to want to project out there.
So cool.
When I was helping Laura one night at the pyramid, when she had just had the pyramid open, I was just like, just looking around at the space. I was like, damn, I really want to like do a projection out here. I think people would really like it. And from there, we talked about it and it happened. And it just like Laura mentioned earlier, it just grew from there. On the opening day, we're unveiling the next collaboration, which is the one she mentioned with Amore. But it's kind of happened just naturally from getting to know each other, talking. A lot of these kind of took a while to finally like come into fruition, especially with the whole pandemic, but it's moving along naturally, and I feel like it's going to keep going. Her and I have plans to continue collaborating.
Definitely sounds like it. And Laura, did you know David was going to be your first featured artist, or was there like no question? Because it sounds like it was all very organic.
There was no question. Like I had been looking forward to do something with David, and for ever since we started kind of working together with him helping me cut vinyls and stuff, we kind of clicked creatively and also like personally, and we had this really good chemistry. And I was like, yeah, like kept on mentioning, yeah, let's collaborate. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this. And like, we have similar interests somehow. Like I was like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to do projections this or, and then he will like come up with ideas, and he was like, I want to do this. And I was like, okay, go for it. Do it. I mean, cool. Like one of the scenes on the synesthetic projection is actually that paradox design pattern that creates this interference with people walking in front of it. So if it's static or blocked, sometimes you can actually see the paradox pattern in there. So I'm super excited as well. And then we're going to have also some pieces available. David printed some limited edition screen prints in Mexico City over at 75 Grados. Nice. And he will have those available, along with our, well, I'm going to have paintings and merchandise and everything. So we're very excited.
It's so cool.
The night of the opening, we're having live music. So this is actually going to be our first performance since pre-pandemic. And a friend of mine named Toots, her name is Nicole Velarde. She has a project called Toots. It's also going to be her first show back since prior to the pandemic. And that also kind of was pretty natural how it came up. She was like, next time you book a show, put me on it. Like, basically.
<You're> yeah, done.
I was like, cool. Yeah. I was like, well, there's a show, so let's do it.
It's time.
Our bassist, his name is Robbie from Villains Kids. He also plays bass with her. It's a three-piece. And it's, or I think it's a four-piece. It's kind of dream pop is the way that they would describe it. And I think is very accurate, too. It's very dreamy. She has like one of the most amazing, beautiful voices ever. So she mixes that with some synths and some live like electronic and bass.
All together, a good show. And Villains Kiss will be playing as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're also going to be doing our first performance to celebrate our vinyl release, which came out in June, but we just never got a chance to like celebrate it until now. So this is our official like celebration of releasing the vinyl record. And we're doing our first performance too. So we're super duper excited about that. We're going to play the album, a few older singles, and some new music as well.
That's amazing. Well, there you have it. We're all invited to the grand opening of Paradox Immersive Arts, located in Hacienda Apodaca along the Mission Trail in Socorro. That happens next week, Friday, August 6th. We'll hear music. We'll see art. Everything is going to happen there that night. It sounds like a really beautiful night. Today, my guests have been Laura Turon and David Delgado. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.